40% of all the slaves who were brought to the United States went through Charleston in South Carolina. The homes they were sold into, where they worked until their death, are now tourist attractions full of picturesque allure. But Charleston itself reflects a wholly American truth that nothing is untouched by the legacy of slavery, even centuries on. What is less certain is how a city and a nation should talk about such a difficult past. From Charleston, the BBC's Ritu Prasad reports.
To my face, people have said slavery was not that bad.
Olivia Williams gives tours at McLeod Plantation in Charleston, South Carolina.
Here at McLeod, we do things a little bit differently than they do at other plantations in Charleston because we do focus our perspective on the enslaved people.
She was one of the guides mentioned in negative online reviews that recently went viral. Some visitors complained that the tour focused too much on slavery.
So you may feel uncomfortable, you may feel upset, sad, or angry, and that's perfectly fine. If you'd like to walk away, I won't get offended.
No one walked off during our tour, but there were moments where you could hear people trying to reckon with the beauty of the grounds and the reality of slavery.
It took a lot of work to manage one of these plantations, even though it was done with slave labor. Anyway, it's bad. I hated that, but they could have never managed all this down here without slave labor, or some kind of labor.
While most on our tour had not expected it to be slave-focused, they did appreciate it, as it's a history rarely taught in schools.
It's what you expect. It's as terrible as you would imagine it is. But I feel like it's important to be exposed that way, too, though. You need to know the truth.
This is ultimately an American story that we're telling here.
Sean Halifax is the director of interpretation at McLeod Plantation.
One of the things that I want people to really understand is that sites like this have a particular responsibility to be very honest and transparent about what they were.
But not all plantations in Charleston put the stories of slavery at the forefront.
This is the dream of Henry Middleton, shall we say.
Middleton Place brands itself as home to America's oldest landscaped gardens. But it's also one of the city's oldest plantations. Middleton offers a slave-focused tour, but if visitors aren't looking for it, they could miss it.
These places have a historical legacy to them, very much so.
Director of Preservation and Interpretation Jeff Neal says they have plans to make the stories of slaves more obvious.
This was basically a place of labor and this great suffering, but this was also a place of family. Not only for the Middletons, but the enslaved. And I think these lands today also have a modern use, shall we say. I think as long as we respect the history, we can also use it as a place for someone to create their own memory out here.
It's still remarkably easy to romanticize plantations. Weddings at these sites remain popular, a practice not everyone agrees with.
We would never go to, say, the 9/11 memorial and host a big party or have a wedding there because it's a beautiful site and completely forget that this atrocious thing happened. And so I think it's the same with plantations and historical sites around the South.
Dr. Camila Martin is director of African American Studies at the College of Charleston.
If we want to just focus on, right, the beauty of the landscape, we're still kind of removing, you know, a big chunk of that history. And I think to do that is really a slap in the face to people of color in this country.
It was only last year that the mayor of Charleston publicly apologized for the institution of slavery. So it's no surprise that at many plantations, it's still possible to avoid that history altogether. McLeod tour guide Olivia Williams again.
So you have to understand the past to understand the present, but most importantly, you have to understand slavery. And people don't want to talk about slavery. And people, oh, it's so long ago, it's so long ago. It wasn't.
Ignoring such a large part of American history can have unintended consequences. In Charleston, the 2015 mass shooting at the Mother Emanuel Church was one. 2 months before a white supremacist killed 9 black worshipers, he took a tour of McLeod Plantation.
If you read what Dylann Roof wrote, what you read is a narrative that is the same narrative that has been told at places like this for 150 years. It's the same narrative that I was taught growing up in the South. As people walk away from here, I hope that they begin to understand that while that may be a romantic notion, it's not an accurate notion, and it doesn't serve us very well as we try to reconcile with one another, racially speaking.
Every American plantation has its own story to tell, and its own way to tell it. not all think bringing slavery to the forefront is necessary. But for some, plantations have a particular responsibility to the truth, to challenge beliefs on race and America's past.
The BBC's Ritu Prasad reporting from Charleston.